Mark Duplessis. Would you come tell us what God has done in your life?
Good morning. My name is Mark David Duplessis. Since coming to Grace Bible Church, I've learned an immense amount about God's Word through the Bible. I've learned about His grace and His intimate love for me, that I no longer will be judged by the works I must achieve, Titus 3:5, 2 Timothy 1:9, but by how much I give, or following the specific man-made rules of a faith. Being raised a Catholic and even being married in and to a Catholic woman, I thought I knew the Bible well. After studying, learning, reflecting, and understanding, I've come to the conclusion that I, as leader of my family, need to obey the Lord. Matthew 28. I stand here to be obedient to what the Lord wants me to do, to make a public declaration to you as to what He has done with my life and how He's changed me. Jesus' death on the cross made it possible for me to be looked upon by God. He paid that price for me, and He paid that penalty, 2 Corinthians 5:21. And oh, what an amazing gift. By His grace, I've been saved, not of myself, but as a gift from God. Ephesians 2:8 through 9. This is why I'm here today. I'm a new man created according to God. So here's my testimony. And this is in a much shorter version from the beginning of this process. I stand in front of you today, a son of a single parent raised by a devoted Catholic family. I lost my mom at an early age, saw her suffer from my age of 9 to 11. Her death rocked my understanding of God, and it made me question God's goodness. Psalm 13. Sorry. I need the glasses, but it's... Landing in Arizona from the state of Maine, I attended and was very involved in the Catholic Church. But as I was going through the motions and never really thinking about what was being taught, following and thinking I was a believer, I realize now that I never did have a relationship with Christ at that young age of my life. High school to college, college to work, sinful man, selfish, Galatians 5:17 through 21. Then the Lord blessed me with an amazing gift, my wife Heather, Genesis 2:24. Meeting Heather and being married to her for over 18 years has changed my life and everything, and was a turning point in my life and faith. An example of God's grace? I believe so. Heather's sister, Valley, began talking, influencing Heather, her family, and me. I began to submit to the Lord even more. Then the loss of multiple babies in our early years of marriage, confusion with the Lord, very confused with the Lord. Years of despair and sadness for Heather and I. We struggled through this, but I knew the Lord had a plan for us. It was His plan, not ours. Jeremiah 29:11. A child, what? Not one child, but another. And girls in 2 years. In awe of the Lord and His blessings, but what do I know about girls? And what will I do with Hannah and Abigail? Praying, life continues, following. Learning now more than ever, learning that God made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Reading the Bible cover to cover, studying, more learning, work, travel, brushes with death, robbed in Rome, thank you, Lord. Major plane issues, thank you, Lord. Missing the London bombing by seconds, thank you, Lord. Why not me? Are you wanting me to focus on you? 1 Thessalonians 1:10. Are you wanting me to see you? Are you showing your love? Continuing to be in awe of the Lord? Seeing the little things, sunrises, sunsets, quiet moments with my girls, the brightness of Heather's eyes staring at the girls and at me. Should we leave the Catholic rule over our lives? Do I want to be the black sheep of my family? Guilt, shame, how will I tell my dad, breaking his heart and pledge to my dying mom that I would follow the faith? Learning more than ever before, role models, church hopping, East Valley Bible, new friends, influences, telling my dad I was no longer a Catholic, he being very mad and heartbroken. But my heart was filling with the Lord. Love of my children, love of my life, love of all the families and students I work with. Life is good. Why? What is different? It's the Lord and learning more about Jesus and his sacrifice for me. Dedicating my life to the Lord as one of his believers. Heather, my love, sick. Lyme disease, so many doctors' bills. Don't take her too. Why, Lord, why? Frustrated. But realizing he was drawing me near him, he is using this to strengthen our lives, showing that there is more than the earthly body, driving our faith and making us stronger. Finding Grace Bible, our new home. Serving, still learning, still growing. Another baby, not in our time, but his and my boy. No, his boy. Example of our love, and more importantly, his love, his grace. Ephesians 2:8. Refocus. I'm leading my family. Need time to follow. Stop questioning. Realizing, seeing, eyes open, his servant. I realize my sin, my unworthiness, and my disobedience. I thank Jesus Christ for his amazing grace, who forgave a sinner like me. Today, I want to proclaim that I choose to be free from sin and to obey the Lord as his believer. This very same amazing grace written by John Newton many years ago. And I'll finish with his words. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that brought my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Thank you.
Based on your profession of faith, it is my joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.